Chapter 2. Healings of Body and Soul Obtained Through the Brown Scapular. John Baptist Castile, an honored inhabitant of Prague, and one of the most able magistrates of that city, was sadly deficient in one regard. Not knowing the many advantages attached to the wearing of the brown scapular, and ignorant of the countless marvels wrought through its efficacy, he often chose as a subject of ridicule his pious wife's devotion to this most celebrated sacramental. The mortifications she practiced in honor of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the frequent exercises of devotion so dear to her fervent heart, were something he could not understand. One day, when he was almost unbearable with ill reproaches and railings, his wife said to him, "Take care lest your conduct draw upon you the wrath and punishment of your Creator." After only a little time had lapsed, he started to suffer from inflammation of the eye, and total blindness claimed him as a victim. Almost 2 months passed drearily away, and John still sat in a darkness which utterly refused to yield to the untiring efforts of the most skillful optometrists. But happily, the light of divine grace penetrated his soul, and, entering into himself, he turned to our Lord and to his Blessed Mother and promised to make amendments to his life. He asked for a priest, and upon the arrival of a zealous father, he made a good confession and received Holy Communion with the utmost fervor and devotion. The priest, who was of the Carmelite order, spoke to him of the graces, benefits, and privileges of the Holy Scapular, and immediately he had the greatest desire to be invested. Scarcely was the ceremony concluded than Mr. Castile recovered his sight, and since that happy day, January 15th, his health was better than ever before, and he was enabled to resume his duties as a magistrate to his great satisfaction and gratitude. Not alone were the members of his family, the physicians and specialists, witness of this unexpected cure. The whole city of Prague testified to its truth, and united with the grateful servant of Mary in drawing up a memorial with a full account of the miraculous event. The following comes from a letter from a Carmelite missionary in France. While engaged in preaching the Lenten services in Paris last Lent, I received many persons into the confraternity of the scapular of our holy order. I also preached a sermon on the subjects, as I always do on such occasions. Generally speaking, the Parisian is either all good or all bad. I cannot describe to you the fervor, the noble simplicity, and the sincere devotion of the hundreds who responded to my appeal. I have given the scapular at the same time to women of the people and to society ladies, to laboring men and gentlemen of the upper classes, to simple soldiers and to their superior officers, who came publicly to ask to be enrolled. I can still see before me a captain who, on leaving the altar railing, turned to me to ask a question. "Father," he said, "you spoke of two obligations and two privileges." I repeated the explanation of the Sabbatine privilege. "Thank you," he answered, and I saw a big tear stealing its way into his fierce mustache. A landlady could not resolve on a necessary sacrifice, and yet I told her, "You must do it. It is necessary. Take the scapular of Carmel, and you will see a miracle." A few days later, the miracle had been accomplished, and her idol lay broken on the ground. From the same Parisian parish, a servant girl sent me the following letter. "Reverend Father, a humble domestic wishes to thank you for receiving her into the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. For years I have suffered from a cruel disease. I am so happy today to be able to tell you that since I wear the scapular, all suffering and pain has ceased. I suffer no longer. I made a novena of thanksgiving to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, nor do I forget every morning and evening to thank her for the graces which she had obtained for me. How happy I am to have received such a favor from the hands of our Blessed Mother Mary." Some 18 years ago, a young girl was invested with the brown scapular after receiving her first communion, and for a time was faithful in her prayers to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Her home training and school influence were far from Catholic, and the poor child soon grew careless in her prayers and consequently fell into small sins, and small sins led to greater ones. The sacraments, Holy Mass, and prayers were almost entirely ignored, the neglect of which, together with the influence of evil companions, added each year new sins to her already well-filled list. The ever-busy enemy of our salvation lost no time nor opportunity in trying to drag this child's soul down to spiritual death. But mark well, dear readers, she dates her first fall from the time she discontinued her prayers of the scapular. 11 years of lost time to her pass thus with an occasional confession, a lukewarm communion, and no amendment. When through the mysterious workings of divine providence, this poor child's eyes were opened to the unhappy state of her soul and her perilous mode of living. Our dear Lord was pleased to call her back through the scapular, which she had unfortunately cast aside for the alluring and hollow vanities of a fleeting world. For 5 years she struggled against sin, often falling and very often disheartened at the thought of her sinful ingratitude to her Maker. She prayed earnestly to the Sacred Heart, implored the help of the saints, but had little devotion to Mary, the Queen of Saints. Thus her progress in amendment of life was slow, so much so that she strove by every available means to overcome herself and advance in Christian perfection. Her confessor urged her to have recourse to Mary, which she did by constant prayer and careful reading. About this time, she contributed, through a friend, a small sum to the building fund of the hospice, and received in return a card on which was a miraculous picture of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and a beautiful prayer, with which she was so impressed that she committed the prayer to memory and recited it daily, together with the prayers proper to the scapular. It was while reciting this prayer that Our Lady of Mount Carmel made known to this girl that she had been unfaithful. The glorious Queen of Heaven had watched over this child all these years and was only waiting to be called upon for aid.